This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Matthew Avitabel reports in the Schoharie News that the Schoharie County Attorney has written a letter with a threat to the local newspaper. Quote, your story has now put the county squarely into the bullseye for a possible lawsuit to be brought by Mrs. Ethington. If this occurs, then I will seriously consider drawing your publication in as a third-party defendant, end quote, Schoharie County Attorney Mike West wrote in a July 21st letter. West disputed 2 points in recent reporting, though the paper has answers for his charges. Read both West's letter and the paper's reply in the Schoharie News. H. Rose Schneider reports in the Altamont Enterprise that Governor Andrew Cuomo is forcing counties to present plans for municipal consolidation and shared services, and in Albany County that might mean the Byrne Highway Department is absorbed by the Albany County Department of Public Works. The municipalities would save at least $151,000 annually under the consolidation. Knox's Highway Department, which faced consolidation in an earlier version of the proposal, is spared in the latest draft. Byrne Highway Superintendent Randy Bashwinger, a Republican, is campaigning against the consolidation, and Byrne Supervisor Kevin Crozier, a Democrat, proposed a similar plan in 2006, which was soundly defeated by the town board then. Municipalities in Greene and Columbia counties and around the state are considering similar consolidation proposals that Cuomo is mandating. Read the full story in the Altamont Enterprise. Matthew Hamilton reports in the Albany Times-Union that Representative John Faso, Republican from Kinderhook, left the area August 7th for Israel on a week-long fact-finding trip paid for by the American Israel Education Foundation. The U.S. House Ethics Committee approved the trip. What does Faso think about what's going on in the Middle East? Quote, I think the status quo is what we are going to have to deal with until such time that the status quo changes, end quote, said Faso. The group Faso will be with will meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and an undisclosed representative from the Palestinian Authority. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. And U.S. Representative John Faso is one of 10 GOP senators and congressmen targeted with new digital ads by a national organization opposed to the repeal of the Affordable Care Act. In a statement released Tuesday, August 8th, Save My Care announced it has launched a new campaign to, quote, make sure that voters know their member of Congress voted to repeal their health care, end quote. The ad campaign will run statewide in Arizona, Nevada, West Virginia, and in 7 House districts, including New York's 19th congressional district. Other Republicans targeted by the campaign include Arizona Senator Jeff Flake, Nevada Senator Dean Heller, Representative Daryl Issa of California, Representative Tom MacArthur of New Jersey, and 5 others. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.